This past week, we have celebrated some of the very essential things of our faith. Thursday, we had the Mass of the Lord's Supper, celebrating the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood. Of course, Good Friday, we remembered the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ, but not only his dying, also his suffering. Then yesterday, for the church, it's a silent day. It's a day that Jesus was in the tomb. So the church takes a day as a day of silence, a day of reflection. And then, in the evening, on the night when somewhere through that night, Jesus rose from the dead, the church begins its joyful celebration. Celebrating hallelujahs, glory to God, and moving into baptisms. Those who are baptized or confirmed receive their first communion. We move into the joy of the risen Christ. What is it all about? What is it we really celebrate? You know, I often wonder if people really believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Or are there many who relegate that to fantasy, wishful thinking, myth out of the past? There's a book called The Case for the Christ. I think I may not have the in there, I don't remember. And in the book, the author, who is not a Catholic, matter of fact, he started to write the book or do the research because his wife had come home one day and said she was going to become a Christian. That was the last thing he wanted her to do. He didn't believe in Christianity, he was an atheist. And so he went about trying to disprove her. The more he studied, the more he talked to various people, the more he became convinced of the resurrection of the Christ Jesus. It took him 20-some years to write the book. But he became a minister. Of course, the book now has been made into a movie. So what is it we really celebrate? Well, St. Paul tells us that because he died, he took upon himself the punishment for Adam's sin. If you remember the story of Adam and Eve, because of their sin, they had to undergo the experience of death. And that experience of death hung over the human family from then on. And so Jesus too assumes the punishment of death. And yet, he rises. He rises to a new life. And then you and I are reborn through the waters of baptism. On a spiritual, mystical level, we are united to Christ Jesus through those life-giving waters. And so in some way, his dying becomes our dying. Not that we physically die, but we have to die to so much that within ourselves. We have to die to our desire to be self-sufficient. Our desire to give meaning to our own lives. We have to die to all of that. And then if we do, we are dying with him. We can rise with him to new depths of life. And so for us, that physical dying is no longer the most important thing. The most important thing is that if we die with him, as St. Paul tells us so often, we can rise with him. We can rise with him to a life that will never end. And we can share the glory of the heavenly kingdom. That is our great hope. In our second reading today, St. Paul says, "If then you were raised up with Christ, seek what is above. Think of what is above, not of what is of earth." Isn't that our great challenge? Isn't our great challenge to begin to set our minds on what is to come? To set our minds on that life that you and I have already with Christ Jesus our Savior? What we tend to do is we set our minds on what is here. The things I can acquire, the honors I can achieve, the esteem I have in the eyes of other people, the comfort, the pleasure. Not that those things are in themselves bad, they don't last. The part is this earth, they go away. But if we set our minds on what is above, that life that is ours with Christ Jesus, and that doesn't go away. That lasts forever. That's our challenge. Put our minds there. Our desires there. You know, if I only desire the things of this earth, that's what I'm going to get. If I desire the things of God, I desire the risen life of Christ Jesus, I will do everything I can to obtain that. So we need to really look carefully. What is my deepest desire? What am I willing to set aside in my life so that I can obtain that thing which no one can take from me? That is our challenge. You know, today we celebrate the resurrection of Christ. But you know, we don't just celebrate that today. That's what Sunday is about. Every Sunday. Every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection. And we celebrate the resurrection every Sunday, first of all, to thank God for the hope he has given us in Christ Jesus our Savior. Secondly, we celebrate it because we need to continue to renew, to rekindle that hope within us. Because as I have said, we can so easily get caught up in those things that pass away. So the church asks us every Sunday to gather, to celebrate the resurrection, to celebrate that hope we have in Christ Jesus our Savior. Last night at the Easter Vigil, we baptized one lady. We received two young women into the church. One of them is normally here with us on Sunday morning. And then we confirmed those three, gave them the sacrament of confirmation. Then we had one young man who's also often here with us on Sunday morning. He received the sacrament of confirmation. And then, of course, all of them came to Eucharist. And what I said to them, I want to say to you. He said to them, expect great things from God. You know, the sacrament of confirmation is about empowering us give witness to Christ Jesus. But if I don't expect much, not much is going to happen. Do I expect that grace to be powerful within me? And so do you and I expect that our life with the risen Christ is going to give us power? No, not worldly power, but power to overcome sin. Power to proclaim to others the faith that is ours in Christ Jesus. If we don't expect anything, that's what we're going to get. We've got to open our hearts up so that that power can be unleashed within us. And we can proclaim Christ Jesus to the world today. I don't know if our time is as worse than any other time. But I do know one thing. The world we live in needs Christ Jesus. It needs His message of love. It needs His message of peace. And above all, it needs His message of hope. Hope that our lives have meaning and purpose and value. That in union with Him, we can live forever in the presence of our Father.